daily time.
It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani dumelang amsheni molweni bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, across the globe, whatever time zone you're streaming us, welcome to this edition of Famous Friday. We, you know, as per usual, that you can be highly, highly interactive with us and have a conversation and also maybe contribute towards your favorite celebrities and which favorite celebrities you want to have on the platform. All of this can be done by going to www.dailysan.co.za. At the top, you click subscribe. Thereafter, you can be able to see your comments. You can also comment and also ask us which of your favorite South African celebrities do you want to be part and parcel of as far as Famous Friday is concerned. You also can subscribe also to our weekly newsletter. I will share information as far as that is concerned later on. Today, we have arguably, I always speak about people who are bubbling under, people who are just simmering, people who are just on the verge, people who are at the cliff and who are about to jump into greatness. This artist is one of them. Has worked with arguably some of the most talented and some of the big artists that we have in this country, the likes of Makhadzi, the likes of Master KG, and he's also done some work with Casper Nyovest. Excuse his line, he is in a very, very busy area, but we're going to try and have a conversation with him. Today I have Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, welcome to Famous Friday.
How are you, sir? I'm doing great. And yourself, how is everybody?
Everybody's good this side. Everybody's good. Everybody's fresh. Are you good?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I don't know yourself.
I'm fantastic. Talk about, I mean, we are definitely obviously on the festive season. We are gearing up for the festive season. Talk to us about the track you did with Makhadzi. It's already starting to hit the airwaves. Talk to us about that track and how was it like working with, she's arguably one of the biggest artists that we currently have in South Africa.
It was a great experience working with Makhadzi, and I've seen that most of people, they've required us to work with each other for more often. So I'm doing is just to give what people wants to hear the most. If you check on our current single, Tandolami, mm-hmm. it was topping the charts. It's also on platinum, and also currently worked on almost like all of Makhadzi's albums and the gold selling albums. Worked with Casper, worked with a lot of people. Worked also recently, I've worked with Akon from America. This year I just wanted to give people what they want before the December time, because everyone December time they really want to dance. So okay. One day I just sat down and said, "No, what? I think this time I need to bring another song, a love song, because I love writing love songs most of my time, and also I feel like love song is based on what we go through and experience in life." So with her, I just call it, come to the studio. I remember putting on the song, and then she just jammed on it, and that's how everything came about. Because she doesn't take time on writing, mm-hmm. she doesn't take time to be on the song, and you can feel everything that she do. So yeah, it's been a great experience working with her.
Fantastic. I mean, can you? You said your album is going to drop sometime in November. Can you give us some insights and exclusives in terms of who are you going to be featuring in the album? How many tracks does the album have?
Normally on this album, I didn't go too hectic because I just wanted to be myself. Okay. And I wanted to be all myself. So there's a few artists that I've worked with on the album, excluding Makhadzi. We have Akon.
Wow.
We have what's his name also. We have Tema, she's all the way from Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not forgetting the guy I'm working with on the album, it's Urban Sounds.
Yes.
And a lot of people that I've been working with. So this album, I didn't do much of features, but I'm actually working on an EP with Capture the Small. That is, I don't know when it's dropping, but we are working on it. It's almost after now. So
I
that's going to be Mr. Brown and Capture, yeah.
Yes, I think on his TikTok, I saw you're on that, and it's just amazing just how this Amapiano wave has transcended globally, has transcended through language. Do you think Amapiano has, are we done with Amapiano, or do you think it's going to evolve in, as a sound?
I think we need to adopt Amapiano as a culture for it to go further, because it's something that South Africans has to embrace, because something that originated from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then for it to be globally recognized as a genre, we need to keep on doing it as a culture also. We need to develop more platforms for Amapiano, because a lot of people have came out through Amapiano. After this struggling of COVID that we had, a lot of people have survived through Amapiano. So I think it's also a blessing in general that we're given, and people need to embrace it more.
I love that. I love how that sounds. Mm-hmm. Just quickly, as our quick conversation is just about to end, the festive season, like you said, you obviously the album, we're looking forward to it, and I hope that you're going to tell us exclusively on Daily Sun that when it drops, you can be able to come through. But then how is the tour? You mentioned international. Where are you going to be this festive season? How are the tour dates looking like? And I mean, do I also need to then get my passport ready to travel with you as well?
You need to get your passport and your visa ready, because you're going far.
Yes.
So some of the places you're going to be going, they're going to need a visa. So, yeah, because hopefully there is Namibia still on the loading, mm-hmm. The date. And also we have Zimbabwe, we have Botswana, we have Uganda. There's also Belgium. This is Tomorrowland, promising. Oh. And also a lot of events coming through. Yeah.
If you go to Tomorrowland, then you have gone to the future, literally.
That's the reason why I'm with Akon right now.
Yes, and it's beautiful. You have to be. I love the fact that you are strategic and intentional. Two questions before you go. One, what is the one thing your fans think they don't know about you? What is the one thing that people don't know about Mr. Brown? And secondly, most importantly, future collaborations. Who are at least two artists you'd love to work with?
What I can say people don't know about me is like I'm diverse. I can do any type of genre of music. I've done so many hit songs. Some of them they don't have my tag on, mm-hmm. but I've worked with a lot of people. I've worked with different genres. It's not the first time to venture in Amapiano.
Okay.
The first big song that I produced is. It's also a piano song.
Okay.
So I just told myself, why am I not being part of piano and make sure that we go with the wave of piano? Since if you want to be relevant, you have to go with what is there.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, people are listening to my piano and I can't go and do other thing else. I just have to be where people are. And in future, we are hopefully, and it's still under construction. I can't announce it yet, but we might be able to work with Chris Brown and Lady Gaga in the future.
To the universe. The universe has downloaded it. We manifest it.
Yeah.
And you've said it, and it's going to happen. Definitely.
Yeah.
It is going to happen. Mr. Brown, thank you so much for being part and parcel of our quick elevator conversation. Congratulations on your brand new album. We wish you nothing but success for this particular album. May it passport to the world. May it passport to all corners of the world. The world is your oyster and play and your playground. So play in it. Congratulations, Mr. Thank Brown.
Yeah, and then you must let know people, Tando Zombolala is out there and it's already 40,000 streaming within 3 days.
Yes.
So it's doing well on Spotify and iTunes. So we're just waiting for the music video. We are shooting music video this week, and I'm sure people are waiting for the music video.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Uthando Zosibulala.
The love will kill us.
Yes, the love will kill us. The love for my piano will kill us,
They said in Jolo it's a pandemic.
It truly is. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. And thank also for everyone that's going to be listening.
Thank you so much, Bera. Thank you so much. Peace.
Sure.
Sure. Fantastic conversation with Mr. Brown. As he said, look out for his brand new single, Thandolizo Ngibulala. He's featuring the superstar, Basadi, multi-award winner Makhadzi on the record. Go get that track. It's out on across all platforms. Again, another platform where you can be highly, highly interactive with is our website, www.dailysun.co.za. You can go to the top and you can click subscribe, and you'll be able to comment and tell us which other artists would you want us to have on our Famous Friday platform. You can also then be also interact with all our amazing content. We have this particular podcast. We've got many other podcasts as well. We've got amazing digital content as well that you can be able to stream. So, but you have to subscribe. Like I said, subscribe. Also, look out for our weekly newsletter, again, on www.dailysun.co.za. You're able to then also interact again with some of the amazing content that Daily Sun puts together for you, for the people. Once again, guys, a big thank you to Mr. Brown. Big thank you to you for listening. If you see me on the streets, definitely know that me, I am Lungi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop. It's bye for now. Tweet it.